His father started the Johnson Novelty Company in 1941, which serviced and sold coin-operated machines here in Sheridan. Jukeboxes, video games, pool tables, cigarette machines, that kind of thing. And of course, in the summertime, we had all the campgrounds in the area and some even in the mountains. When we first moved here, I was 12 years old, and there were many times when we traveled to different places in this area where he serviced machines. We went to Gillette, we went to Buffalo, we went to Dayton, we went up in the mountains. A lot of the time our family would try to plan if we wanted to have a picnic in the mountains. We'd, you know, do that, but we'd have to stop at one of these places because Dad had to fix a jukebox or service the jukebox or, you know, the pool table or a cigarette machine or whatever. But we went to a lot of these places with him when we were kids. Being visually impaired, I couldn't do a whole lot with video games, but I loved pinball. I could see the ball and the flippers. I couldn't read the scoreboard, but I knew enough, you know, I could see when the ball was going to approach the flippers, and I knew if I hit the flippers, you know, enough times to keep the ball from going out of bounds, and I loved doing that. Of course, I also loved jukeboxes. I loved music. I liked listening to music, and when we were kids, we had a jukebox in our home. Our first house we lived in, I had an actual dad got me a remote control box for Christmas, and we put it in my room with a speaker and the jukebox in the basement. And so I could bring my friends home and we played records that way. I always had a hard time with that too, being visually impaired. So I liked to play jukeboxes because I didn't have to position the needle. I could just put, if I knew what buttons to push to play a particular song, I could just do that and just enjoy the song without having to worry about scratching the record. I eventually graduated from college. I became a registered music therapist, and for 15 years, I worked in a nursing home in Sheridan. And of course, I still saw my dad. He had to service a candy machine up there at the nursing home. And of course, when the maintenance guy found out I was his daughter, whenever he saw me, he said, "Oh, will you tell your dad the candy machine's not working?" That was the case a lot of people who knew me, who knew my dad was. When I went to the palace, for example, Venus would say, "Oh, when you get home, tell your daddy the jukebox isn't working." My dad eventually sold the business in the 1990s and retired. Then he passed away last year in August of 2013.